Guilfoyle speaking in praise of Donald Trump last night as the virtual Republican convention kicked off, and like its Democratic counterpart the week before, no noisemakers, no funny hats, and obviously no shortage of remarks. Former Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was one of the evening's featured speakers.
I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. I was a brown girl in a black and white world. We faced discrimination and hardship, but my parents never gave in to grievance and hate.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Republican Party's foreign policy agenda has been almost entirely shaped in the past 4 years by President Donald Trump's approach to international relations, including new trade deals, skepticism of international organizations, and calls to reduce U.S. troop deployments overseas. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, the Republican Party this year did not write a new party platform, which traditionally gives an official outline of the party's vision and policy priorities. However, the party said in a resolution released at this week's convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, that if it had been able to convene in 2020 to write a new platform, it would have undoubtedly unanimously backed the Trump administration's agenda. Tonight on the agenda for speaking, Melania Trump and Mike Pompeo. This is VOA News. The wife of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, Yulia Navalnaya, on Tuesday visited the hospital in Berlin where he has been staying since he was brought to Germany. Doctors at the hospital in Berlin have taken tests that indicate the Russian dissident was poisoned and have treated him with an antidote and confirmed his life was not in immediate danger. Alexei Navalny is considered the foremost critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny has been jailed several times, often for little more than protesting in the streets of Moscow. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Navalny's family and the Russian people deserve a full and transparent investigation. California fire officials are cautiously optimistic after dodging a major lightning storm, but they're pleading with residents to stay out of evacuation zones and prepare for days away from home. Their massive San Francisco Bay Area wildfires rage on Monday, suffocating the region with smoky air. The wildfires have caused at least 7 deaths. In an interview, Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Laura is gaining strength as it heads toward the U.S.
Expected to become a hurricane later today, and sometime during the day on Wednesday, we are now forecasting it become a major hurricane, Category 3.
Turkey's state-run news agency reports a detention of a suspected Islamic State militant who was allegedly planning a major attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Anadolu agency says that the suspect, identified by the initials HS, was detained in an operation at a hotel in a low-income Istanbul district, with police seizing an automatic rifle and bullets. The agency says HS, who had illegally crossed into Turkey from Syria, had been scouting the city's main Taksim Square with the aim of carrying out a sensational attack. It's the second time this month that police have reportedly foiled possible attacks by IS militants. 2 weeks ago, a suspected militant had been allegedly planning an attack on a police station. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading back to Israel now, to where he'll be addressing the second night of the Republican convention from Israel. He arrived in Sudan earlier today, the top U.S. official to visit the African country since last year's ouster of its autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. Mr. Pompeo's visit today was meant to discuss the normalization of ties between Sudan and Israel and also show U.S. support for the country's fragile transition to democracy. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.